According to the National Ports Policy, the future of Dunleary Harbour lies in marine leisure, maritime tourism, cultural amenity and urban redevelopment. The Dunleary Harbour Board has been pursuing this policy, particularly in enticing a growing number of cruise ships into the port. Early this morning, the magnificent Queen Elizabeth arrived into Dunleary and Valerie Cox was there to watch and to welcome Her Majesty.
Indeed, Miles. Well, it was a great experience. Of course, brilliant sunshine, which we'll be hearing about later, and lots of people down to have a look. Absolutely looking fabulous, sitting on this sun-covered sea. People coming down, even at that hour, eating ice creams. And that's probably, if you want a day out today, that is the place to go. Now, there's 3,000 passengers, and as they came in on the tenders, because obviously it's not quite deep enough there, a lone piper welcomed them. He was standing on the battlements of the old pier, and then the fleet of tenders started bringing them ashore. That was shortly after 8 o'clock. And it's a very important event for the town because, of course, Dunleary, like lots of places, suffered very badly in the recession, and the people decided they would turn around, face the sea, chase the cruise companies and get them to include Dunleary on their itinerary, and they would give them a really good welcome. Now, I was in Dunleary yesterday as the harbour master, Simon Coate, was putting the final arrangements in place for the arrival of such a huge ship.
The ship comes in to Dublin Bay and it anchors, expected to anchor at 7 o'clock. And then it will be cleared and the first passengers will come ashore on a tender to arrive here between 8 and 8.15.
So it's all quite exciting.
Oh, it is. It's very exciting. And it's great to see all these people coming into Dunleary. They come in by tender, 100 on each tender. And some of them go on excursions and the rest walk up into the town.
Now, you've done a lot of work on the harbour. I mean, I'm just looking at it now from the seaward side, and it looks great.
Oh, it does. It really does look good. And then we have, of course, we have the Carlisle Pier, where we take the smaller cruise ships in. They carry up to 300, and that has been very successful as well. And this new pontoon facility we have on the Old Quay, the passengers come straight in, and they see all the young sailors training and everything else, and it's a great for them.
So you're hoping they'll all walk up and stay in the town?
Well, absolutely, yes, yeah. And they all walk up in the morning and they go back for their lunch and they come back in the afternoon and walk up again, hopefully.
Well, I suppose it all originated from the harbour master.
Why did they decide to chase the cruise ship industry in the first place?
Well, we mentioned the ports policy there, and that acknowledged that Dunleary should specialise in the marine leisure industry. So the business people of the town got together because, you know, 3,000 passengers and a crew of 900 is a very big spend if you can get them in, even to spend a little in your shops, your cafes, museums. And they formed a cruise stakeholders group. And as the chairman of the business association, as Don McManus explains, they worked very hard to get those ships to include them in their itinerary.
Well, I suppose it all originated from the Harbour Master Plan, which included in it was a cruise facility for larger vessels that are incapable of coming into Dublin otherwise. They would be over 300 metres long, and that facility falls into the strategic infrastructure, and we make an application hopefully now to Bord Pleanála within the next 6 months.
That means they could actually disembark in the harbour.
Yes, to be able to pull up alongside a quayside here in the harbour, and we would be able to grow the number of jobs and tourists within the, not only within Dunleary, but within the greater facility and the greater hinterland of Dunleary. As of course, Dublin is the destination, needless to say, everybody wants to see Dublin. So in the meantime, we've decided that the best thing to do was to put the best foot forward and see what we could do for both the passengers and the crew of the liners. One of the curious things about it, Valerie, is that the crew actually have quite a large spend, and Dunleary is very conducive to facilitating all of the crew's requirements, given the fact that they can walk up Dunleary.
You've been very proactive in getting in touch with the cruise lines. Tell me what you've done.
We contacted Cunard and we met with them on a one-to-one basis, and rather than just assuming what the passengers and the crew wanted on the cruise facility, they said to us, well, look, you know, we asked them, what do they want? And to our amazement, top of the list was Wi-Fi. Now, the reason for that is that Wi-Fi on board a ship comes down by satellite. It's very slow, it is seriously expensive, and it's not accessible to the crew. The crew, of course, get off. The age profile is that they're all on Facebook and Twitter and all the social media stuff. And, of course, they want to talk to their kids and their moms and their dads and what have you. So we embarked on a project through the Business Association and the stakeholders group, and we've Wi-Fi'd the centre of Dunleary on Marine Road and on Georgia Street. And to our amazement, we got a massive amount of hits. And it will now lead to, obviously, the commercial aspect to it. We can advertise what's on in the town, and we can integrate the cruise stakeholders pack into it. But it was very, very well accepted, and we got a wonderful note from Cunard and the engineers on board to say how delighted the passengers and crew were for this facility. It augurs very well for the state and a welcoming place Ireland and Dublin is to come to.
Now, I noticed from your museum passes here and your reduced prices, you have, of course, the Shackleton Endurance Exhibition here in Dunleary and the Maritime Museum. But you've gone further afield as well. You've taken in Dalkey Castle and Heritage Centre and even the James Joyce Tower and Museum.
Yes, these are all very important facilities, and no one area is just going to attract the passengers and crew when they get off. They want to see a whole lot of eclectic mix of features, as well as that they go to Glendalough, of course, and to Mount Usher and so on. But in the area within walking distance of Dunleary, you have Dalkey to Monkstown, and it is a wonderful region and a lovely aspect to what Ireland is like. And for instance, if you do walk along Cullymore Road and along the Vico Road, you get a sense of Irishness. You see, you could be on the western seaboard when you look across at the Muglins, or if you look across Killiney Bay, you get this really good sense of the mountains and the sea. And what is Ireland? What is it about? Rather than coming into maybe an austere setting that could be industrialised, you get a fantastic welcome feel for what Ireland is, the essence of Ireland.
Now, you've also organised shuttle buses up into the town.
The shuttle bus meets all the passengers here. Those that have not gone on an organised tour have free passage into the centre of Dunleary.
It was a town that was very badly affected by the recession. A lot of businesses closed up, but this is how you're fighting back.
I suppose, like every town in Ireland, it's gone through the horrors during the recession, and you either have two choices in this, Valerie. You either do nothing or do something, and this is what we're doing to change. One of the things that we're doing to change the face of Dunleary.
And that was Del McManus, and you get a welcome pack.
You get a fabulous welcome pack with discounts off everything. People were down on the pier this morning, and young people working as ambassadors handing these out to the people coming off the ship.
And they had Queen Mary earlier in the year. This is Queen Elizabeth. And Queen Victoria is returning to Kingstown. She hasn't been there for more than 100 years.
Queen Victoria next year. But they've managed to get their hands on 14 cruise ships coming in this year. So it really should make a very big difference to Dunleary.
And who are we going to hear from next, or is that it?
Well, I went down this morning, Miles, and I met some of the early arrivals, and I asked them what they thought of Dunleary.
France.
And is this your first trip to Ireland?
It is, yes. And, lovely sunshine, blue sky, great.
We have that sunshine all the time.
Have you? Oh, right, so we must come again then.
From Stratford-upon-Avon.
Have you been to Ireland before?
Yes, some years ago. We went to Dublin, yes.
So what do you think of the welcome this morning?
Fabulous.
Yes, excellent. Yes, really good.
You're from Brighton?
Yeah, in England.
Have you been to Ireland before?
No.
It's lovely. Excellent. Look at the beautiful weather. You couldn't ask for more. And
the
bagpiper
like
as well.
Be back again.
Yes.
Enjoy your day.
Right, thank you.
Love the bagpipes. Gorgeous.
What are you going to do today now?
We're going to Trinity College and the Book of Kales.
For him. Your first trip. Yes. So what's it like arriving in Ireland?
Well, it's a nice day, and it's sunny.
It's always like this.
Is it really?
So what's your cruise like?
Oh, it's just wonderful. Yeah, it's been very smooth, and everybody's been very friendly. The service is great.
You're the mummy of one of the crew members, and you've just met him here now at the pier.
Yes.
How long is it since you've seen him?
21st of March.
Oh, my goodness. How old is he? He won't talk to me.
He's 21 in October.
And is this his first time away from home?
No, it's his second leg of the journey, but his first trip was away in September.
And what do you think of him now out in the high seas?
So proud of him. So proud of him.
And he looks gorgeous in his uniform. So the whole family have come up from Cork to say hello.
Yeah, my sister from Templemore and her daughter Gillian and my husband David and my son Colin and his friend Neil, who also works with him, but he's on sick leave right now.
What did you do? You're on crutches.
That's why Steve actually pushed me down the stairs when I was on board there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. You're such a fibber. So you're Steve's dad.
That's right.
Are you thrilled to see him?
Oh, proud as punch, yeah.
And you came all the way from Cork?
We did, for sure. It was only a couple of hours.
What do you think of him?
It's the first time you see me in uniform, very smart.
And would you think of going on a cruise yourself now?
We're hoping to get out now in a minute.
Have a look.
We might come back.
And check out if he's keeping his room tidy, Mammy.
It was only a little port hole. He'll upgrade next year.
Now, you're from Southampton.
Yes.
And you've just arrived in Dunleary. What do you think of it?
Lovely, but my mother's Irish.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Have you been here before then?
Not to here, but to Dublin. She comes from Wexford.
So what are you going to do today?
We're going to go and see somebody in Dublin.
Yes. I have to pick some papers up for my mother, who was in an orphanage here in Wexford. And they found her papers from 1924.
My goodness.
Yes.
So you're going to see them for the first time today?
Yes, I am.
It's quite emotional for you.
Yeah. She's still alive. She's 97.
Well, have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
So what do you think of it? What's your first impression?
Do you always have sun like this?
Of course.
Well, we'll come back again then.
I'm from Roswell, New Mexico.
You have Irish roots?
Absolutely.
From where?
From... what's that county? Mayo, Rafferty, Souter, and let's see, who was the other family? Rafferty is good. Yeah.
And is this your first trip to Ireland?
It is. And so, we're excited about being here. First impression is it's good to be home.